team. Happy Easter. Today's episode is going to be for all of those people who have an Easter ham that has a bone in it. We are going to use that bone to flavor a batch of lentils. I'm using lentils because that's what I have. If you have beans of some sort of dried beans, white beans, black beans, chickpeas, pinto beans, whatever, if you have split peas, those are all going to work. You may have to adjust a little bit the liquid or cooking time, but the method is the same. So I've got 2 carrots that I've sliced up. I've got like 3 stalks of celery that I've sliced up. I've got an onion and a half, which is basically about a large onion, diced up. And I've got some garlic diced up. I've got a big can, so the 28-ounce can of diced tomatoes in juice. I've got my lentils. I'm looking at about 2 cups-ish of lentils. I'm not going to measure. And I've got some paprika just because I want to add that. If you don't have that, don't worry about it. If you don't have carrots, if you don't have celery, you could absolutely leave them out. You can also adjust the ratios. So I used a couple of carrots, a couple of celery. I used about equal parts of everything. Technically, mirepoix is 2 parts onion to 1 part celery and 1 part carrot. But if you want to switch up those ratios because you like something more than something else, I love a carrot in a legume soup or stew. So I'm going to add a little more carrot than normally. Also garlic. If you don't have it, you can absolutely use granulated garlic. You'll add it kind of with the paprika stage. So we're going to start. I did all my knife work. Again, photos are available on the Instagram page, Stir Crazy Pod on Instagram. I did all my knife work. I'm going to turn my Dutch oven on. I put oil in the bottom of it. You should always, if you have an enameled pan like I do, always heat it up with something in it. You don't want to heat it up empty because that can make that coating delaminate. So I'm going to get that oil nice and warm. While that's happening, I'm going to open my can of tomatoes. And oftentimes, using tomatoes, I will drain the liquid out. I'm actually not going to do that this time, because that's going to be part of the cooking liquid for my legumes. Legumes. There's a movie from the 90s called City of Lost Children, and it's really good. If you like movies that are good, you might like it. It's French. It's about a city of lost children, all these children that have been stolen. I might watch it again. It's got Ron Perlman in it, and he doesn't say a whole lot. So if you're not a big Ron Perlman fan like myself, don't worry, he's not too annoying. But it's also got this amazing French actor whose name I can't remember, who plays like a million characters. But there is a moment when one of them is insulting the other one, and he calls him, the subtitles say vegetable, but it's funny because in French, he says legume. So I always enjoy that when I say legume. Legume. Okay. There you go. I'm looking for my, all right. My oil sounds nice and hot. It's got a little bubble on it. It's got a little vibration on that surface. That's what I'm looking for. So I'm going to start with my onions. Going in. Yes, that is the sound we're looking for, that angry cat kind of sizzle sound. Give those a stir with my spatula. And all I'm doing is getting those guys coated with that oil, and then I'm going to go in with my carrots. And then I'm going to add my celery. I haven't added my garlic yet. I'm not going to do that for just a second. Nice sizzle. Get that stirred around.
And right now, all I'm doing is sweating these vegetables. So what I mean by that is literally I am cooking them just until they start to release their liquid. So they're sweating. So what I'm looking for visually is my onions are getting a little more translucent. Everybody's getting shiny. They're releasing a lot of steam. Trying to take a picture. There's so much steam, I can't get a picture. Try that again. I just clog up my... I don't want any color on them, is what I'm trying to say. If there gets a little goldenness, that's okay. It's not going to ruin anything. What I don't want is to burn them and get scorched flavor. So now I'm adding my garlic and my paprika. And I'm going to add probably a tablespoon of paprika. And this is when, if you were using garlic from a bottle, this is when you would add that as well. Get that stirred around. All I'm doing is releasing those aromas. So once I can smell that paprika or that garlic, I'm good to go to add my ham hock. And that's just going in there. It's not really a ham hock. I don't know why I keep saying that's a ham bone. Ham hocks are the guys from kind of the middle of the leg. This is the hip joint. And if that freaks you out, then don't eat meat, because that's what meat is made out of, is animal. Okay, that's in there. And then I'm going to take my lentils and I'm just sprinkling those over. Using a couple cups of lentils, getting those stirred around, getting all of that distributed. So everybody's mixed together. And then I'm going to take my tomatoes, diced tomatoes in juice, and pour that over. And then I'm going to fill up my can for my tomatoes with water. That's one can's worth. Give that a stir. Get everybody submerged. I think I'm going to go one more can. I'm using water. You can absolutely use stock if you want. So it's 28 ounces, that's 56 ounces. That's about 2 quarts. I've got that in there. My ham bone is submerged. I'm gonna bring that just to a boil. And while I'm waiting, I'm gonna clean up a little bit. I have noticed in this whole situation, in the shelter in place situation, that my kitchen is either spotless or destroyed. Like, there's no in between. So right now I'm working on getting to destroyed. It was spotless this morning when I got up. Anyway, I'm going to bring that to a boil. And once I hit that boil, I'm going to reduce my heat. I'm on high on my stove. I'm going to reduce my heat to medium low. So if you have numbers on yours like I do, I'm at 9 or high. I'm going to go down to 4, medium low, and I'm going to cover it, but I'm going to leave that lid ajar. I'm going to let that simmer. I am going to stir it from time to time just to make sure that nobody's sticking to the bottom. But for the most part, it's just going to kind of hang out. Okay, so we've got some bubble on that pot. We're just about to a boil. You can see those bubbles coming to the center and you can hear it. I'm gonna bring my microphone over. Can you hear that? That's the sound of almost bubbling. All right. There we go. I'm going to turn this guy down. Go into four. Now, I have an electric stove. It's not my favorite, but it's what I have, which means my heat reduces very gradually. If you have a gas stove, it's going to reduce suddenly, and that's ideal. So we're going to let that go. Again, I'm going to stir it every once in a while. I'm going to come back to it in about 15 minutes and check on it and see where we are. All right, so we're about 20 minutes in. Again, photos on Stir Crazy Pod on Instagram. My lentils have clearly started to absorb the liquid. They're thickening up. Now I'm using red or yellow lentils that will kind of start to break down. If you're using green lentils or beans, they are not going to break down. So my photo is of what I have. Yours might look different, but 20 minutes in, definitely everybody's kind of working together. I have a picture. I'm going to turn my heat down a little bit more. So 2.5-ish on mine, or low on yours or whoever's. I'm taking the lid off. So I'm going to let this reduce a little bit. Now, here's the thing. If you're using dried beans, you will have to have soaked them before you do this. So look on the back of the bag of black beans or chickpeas or white beans or whatever, and see if soaking is required. Otherwise, they're just not going to cook all the way. Pinto beans, you have to soak. Red beans, you have to soak. Lentils, not so much. Depending on what you're using, you may have to soak your beans, your legumes. So if you're using black beans, if you're using white beans, if you're using chickpeas, you're going to have to soak those. Often there is a quick soak direction. Usually soaking overnight is what people say. You can soak them usually for about an hour, bring them just to a boil, and then let them hang out in the pot in that water for about an hour is usually a pretty good quick soak. But do that before you start this. If you go straight into this with beans, like black beans or white beans or whatever, you're going to be sad because they're not going to be cooked all the way. If you're using lentils or split peas, you are good to just go on in and start just cooking away. My yellow lentils that look pink when they're dry, start to break down. If you're using green lentils, they will not break down. They will stay more individual. If it doesn't look like mine looks, don't stress out if you're using a different legume. It smells amazing, be the dubs. And I'm going to take that lid off. Don't forget when you stir it to scrape the bottom of that pot, because you can still get a little scorch on there, even though you've turned it down. Things just sit there for too long because that pot gets really hot. I'm going to let it reduce for another probably half an hour. I've got it on very low, so one notch above actual low on my stove. Top is off. I'm going to let that cook again, and then I'm going to have some lentils, some really delicious smoky hammy lentils here in a little bit. If you don't have a ham bone, but you would like to make this, you can absolutely use diced up bacon. You can use diced up ham. You can use a ground meat that's going to change the texture. Obviously, no, that's going to be all the way through. If you want to make a vegetarian version, just don't put the ham bone in. You're going to have to use a little more salt on it, but just leave it out. It's fine. It's not going to, I mean, the ham bone does add flavor, but if you don't eat meat, then it's not a flavor you want anyway. But don't skip this. If it's something that sounds good to you and say, oh dang, I don't have a ham bone, or I'm a vegetarian, just make it without those things. If you do make a vegetarian version, you're going to probably use a little bit more of that paprika and maybe even a smoked paprika, because that's going to give you that smoky flavor that the ham is giving me. So don't be afraid to make your version of this. All right, kiddos, it's been about 18 minutes And we are done, basically. Obviously, I need to season them. There's no salt in them, but the texture is right. So we did about, just to a boil on high, we did about 20, 25 on medium, and then I turned them down, took the lid off, and we did about 18 on low. Okay. They're still pretty soupy, but I'm okay with that because I kind of want that soupy situation. So I'm going to taste them. Even without salt, they're really tasty. So I'm going to get them seasoned up. When I store them, because I'm clearly not going to eat a giant pot of lentils by myself, when I store them, I am going to store them in a container that will accommodate that bone, because that will just continue to enrich the flavor. So about a teaspoon of salt, probably. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. And then I like pepper. You do you. And then the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit them just with the tiniest bit of hot sauce. I have harissa, and that's what I'm going to use. You could absolutely use sriracha. You could use Tabasco. You could use Cholula. You can use whatever you have. I'm looking at about a teaspoon and a half for my giant pot, because I'm not trying to make them spicy. I just want to get a little bit more depth in there. And this is going to elevate those other flavors in the pot. You could also, if you don't have anything hot, yeah, it's got a tiny bit of heat in there, a little bit of a kick, but it's not so much that it's overpowering the other stuff. If you don't have anything hot, and you don't, or you don't want to add that, a little bit of lemon juice. It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm actually adding both because I like to have things a little acidic. Oh, that's perfection. It's so good, you guys. So again, a couple cups of legumes, a couple of cans worth of water after you've emptied out the can. Again, if you're using a different legume than I am, you may have to adjust that. Look on the back of the package and see what that ratio is. Also, if you want it to be thicker, you're going to use a little less water. If you want it to be more soupy, you're going to use a little more water. Remember, you can always add. You can always also, if they're a little soupier than you want, you can strain them, get that liquid out, and just kind of add it back as you like. We've got a couple of carrots, a couple of stalks of broccoli. A couple of stalks of celery. We've got one large onion or two small ones. We've got some garlic. I use probably 4 cloves of garlic. Canned diced tomatoes. Some smoked paprika or regular paprika. You can also, if you want to zhuzh it up and make it a little more spice oriented, flavor oriented, instead of just kind of a neutral, you can add some cumin. You can add some oregano. That's going to skew it kind of in different directions. You could add a little thyme if you have thyme. Parsley is not going to be the worst thing in the world. I didn't, because I want to be able to use this kind of as a base for some other stuff. You're going to cook it, bring it to a boil on high. You're going to turn that heat down, put the lid on for about 20 minutes. You're going to stir it kind of halfway through. You're going to take that lid off. You're going to let it go for another 20 minutes on low. We're looking at about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the texture of your legumes. As always, check out the photos on Instagram. There's process photos and also a finished dish photo. Let me know what you would like to hear. I have another suggestion that I'm going to do probably next week. That I'm excited about that came from a friend. And then, I'm gonna start going through my cabinets. So if you have something you'd like to hear about,
just shoot me a message on or post on Facebook or a comment on Instagram, Stir Crazy Pod on both of those, and let me know what you'd like to hear about cooking. So happy Easter, you guys. I hope you're having a great day. Stay home, stay safe. Hopefully I'll actually see some of you very soon. Bye.